T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Relationship Intervention.
What's going on, Smith? Great name, by the way.
Good morning, Elizabeth and Radar. Hope y'all having a good day. Well, my fiance, she told me to write you all. She loves Relationship Intervention. She never misses an episode. And we're about to get married in about 6 months, and we need some advice from you guys.
Okay. All right. So is this about the wedding specifically?
Yeah, it's that time for wedding process where we're picking the wedding party, and there's already some drama with it.
Well, I mean, what wedding doesn't have drama? It seems like anytime someone's getting married, man, there's always that drama.
Right. I hear you, man. But, you know, it's crazy. The problem this time is with my best man.
That doesn't sound good. Why? What do you do?
Well, let's just take it back. He's been my best friend since about third grade, since the sandbox. And I love this guy. Like, he's like my brother. But we've grown apart a little bit over the years. But he's the closest thing I have to a brother, and he's the most loyal friend. And how do I say this? I hate his wife.
Whoa.
And I don't want her to come to my wedding. Like, I really don't. I hate that lady, and I don't want her to come. She doesn't like me, and I don't like her.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You just straight up said you hate the wife.
I mean, that's a strong word, Smith. And this is your best man, your best buddy. Like you said, you've been friends since the sandbox. I mean, why don't you like her?
Man, first of all, she a cheater, she a liar, she a drunk, she's drama, and I just don't trust her totally, man. Like, I really think she has sabotaged my date, you feel me? And I know it sounds terrible, but I don't like this woman, and I don't know what to do without hurting my buddy right now with telling him that I don't want your wife there.
Have you tried to talk to him? I mean, you just threw out a lot of accusations about her.
Yeah, man, like, he's the nicest guy. And over the years, a few of us have tried to tell him, and he's been taken advantage of because he's so nice. But he don't want to hear it. He love her. And I really don't know why.
So how is he going to feel now? This is awkward. How is he going to feel? How is he going to come off to you when you say, hey, man, yeah, you're the best man, but I'm not inviting your wife?
So, honestly, that's why I call Relationship Intervention. I have no idea.
Okay, well played.
How to tell him.
Okay, I got you, Smith.
Well played.
Like, have you ever heard someone say, you're my best man, but your wife can't come? How do I tell him this?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, all right. So, Smith, I mean, I can hear how heated you are about all this. Hang on just a second here. Recap for everybody with Relationship Intervention. Smith's getting married. Best man has been his best friend since third grade. Sounds like a really, really nice guy, almost loyal to a fault, is with a woman married to her who Smith called a cheater, liar. She's drama. She's a drunk. You think she's going to ruin the day with all the drama, and you don't want the wife at the wedding, but it's your best man. And you're asking, how do you say something? I don't know how you say something, because I don't know if you're going to have a best man after all of this.
Well, I mean, if you guys are tight, I would think you could talk to him and say, you know, look, here's the deal. Lay it all out.
He's trying
to
tell him.
But he should understand.
In the past.
They're real tight, man. They've been together forever. All right. Well,
Smith,
see, that's the thing. We're not sure, Smith.
Okay, Smith, hang on here. We're going to let you go. You're going to call us back tomorrow morning, 8:20, with an update. Okay. You're going to listen to what the listeners have to say, and you'll let us know what you decided to do on how to handle this. Because maybe, I don't know, maybe you just have like a bodyguard for her. You have a buddy keeper in line, and you still invite her to the wedding. Mm. I'm not sure, man, but will you call us back tomorrow morning at 8:20?
For sure, for sure. I'll be listening to my in my office, and I'll definitely be giving you all a call tomorrow morning.
All right. Okay, Smith, hang on. Everybody, offer your advice to Smith. What do you do when you don't want your best man's wife to come to your wedding? 414-432-1099. Hey, James from Muskego, thanks for calling in. What advice do you have for Smith?
So I actually used to be a DJ for weddings for quite some time.
Okay.
I would honestly just, if this guy's been his best friend since third grade, say, look, I'm honestly not comfortable with her being there because she's just a drama magnet. If he's absolutely insistent on her being there, like, hey, I'm not going to be your best man if she can't be there.
Oh, yeah.
You need to designate someone to be like, all right, then it's going to be a one and done. Like, she starts any drama, I'm going to have somebody designated to show her the door.
Oh, so hard to do during the wedding, but yeah, you're just saying nope.
Get the bodyguard.
As soon as she steps out of line, we're
the bouncer. Okay, yeah, keep have somebody keep her in check. It's not a bad idea, and that's kind of what I was bringing up to him also, saying like,
you've
got to give him an option. I think give your buddy the option. Yeah. He's got a right to know this is what's happening.
They've been together for a long time.
Ooh.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and give her the benefit of the doubt. Be like, hey, you know, I know she can be drama, but maybe she can behave herself for a couple hours this one day. But if not, she's got to go.
She's got to go.
Like, this is going to be his one wedding. Don't let someone else ruin it.
Yeah.
Somebody else got to throw the penalty flag and put her in the box. You're out. Let's
go.
You're
out of here.
Absolutely.
James, thank you so much for that advice,
James.
Once again.
We'll hear from Smith tomorrow, 8:20, with an update on relationship intervention. Good to hear from you. Thanks, my friend.
All right. Yeah, have a good one, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.